Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's talk some hoops with Jace Frederick of the Pioneer Press. You know, Jace, I got to tell you, I didn't expect the Wolves to blow leads to Phoenix and Sacramento. If you told me that, I would have been like, come on, there's no way. Sacramento has nobody who can even score baskets. What are we doing here? This team so far just has not really clicked in maybe the way that we thought for a team that was bringing back everybody. What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know. Frankly, I thought when I looked at their opening schedule and continuity and all that and the way that they handled bad teams at the end of last year, and there were so many on the early part of this schedule that I think I wrote like 14-3 or 15-2 were very much in the range of possibilities for this team ahead of that OKC game they just played. And they came through at 10-7 and now 10-8 after losing to OKC. And it's just, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like, and when I watch the other great teams in the NBA play right now, it's like, all right, they're clicking. Like you can feel it. You can feel like that at some point in this game, they're going to go on a run, or they're just like imposing themselves all game. It just doesn't feel like that for Minnesota. I don't know. It's tough to explain the difference. It feels a lot like they were at the start of last season, which doesn't make a lot of sense. Considering there was no major shakeup, I think a big thing is like a lot of their stabilizers are getting older. Like Mike Conley can't give you as much anymore, and Rudy Gobert is solid, but like again, another year older and less probably the identity of the team. And I think they're slowly transitioning into like, hey, a lot of it's all on Anthony Edwards' plate, and he's kind of got to be your leader, your stabilizer, all of that, and that'll take some adjusting to, I think.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel like it should have to be much of an adjustment that they've built this over a couple of years with Anthony Edwards taking more and more, especially where he's on the ball, you know, bringing up the court, making plays that way. And I thought last year there was a lot of progress when it came to him getting rid of the ball and trusting that it would kind of come back to him. And, you know, of course, when he takes bad shots, I often am willing to apologize for those because they're not bad shots for him. But right. I have felt like I look at his numbers and I go, they look like they look like superstar numbers. Something hasn't been quite the same. I don't know if it's intensity from him or how dialed in he is. I don't know if that's just an early NBA season type of thing, but he just hasn't had the juice so far for me. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think it's definitely fair. And I also think it's one of those things where, like, more is required of you every year. Like, especially in the new NBA, like, you get older and older, you're on this max deal, this, like, super max contract, and then guess what? Like, as that kicks in, your team's inevitably going to get worse. Like these one or two key veterans a year, like this year's Nickeil Alexander-Walker, they're going to leave. they're going to get backfilled by these younger players who might step into roles, might step in the way you hope, might not. Like, your roster just might get a little worse, and it's on you to do more and more and you to progress, and a lot on your shoulders. And, like, I think this year it is like, hey, you've pretty much got to be the point guard of this team. And that also means, like, late in games, you have to go take control of the offense. And that means, hey, when guys are – the play is designed for you, you have to, like, make two or three extra efforts to make sure that you get the ball and cannot be denied the ball. It's like little things like that that I think he's just kind of always learning, because it's not always, I don't think, second nature to him to do these things. I really do think he has to, like, learn and remind himself to do it. That's where I think kind of the process kicks in. But I agree with you also, like, defensively, really good in the first half against OKC. And in the second half, I was like, all right, you're kind of missing some stuff off the ball here. You're kind of falling on a little bit lax mode again. And it's like that constant, you're in control of the game, you're the one controlling the game, I think is really kind of missing.
Yeah, lax mode is a great way to put it, because, and that's why I can't figure out, like, am I just being too hard on him because I grew up in the 90s and I just expect a little bit more? I think the answer is no, though. When you're that guy and your team is struggling on one end of the floor, I feel like it's entirely on him these days now to raise his level of performance to keep them in games or to finish them off, and they just haven't been getting that from him. Now, I was talking about earlier, there was call it speculation about the possibility of making a trade with Julius Randle, and I kind of tear my hair out a little bit, Jace, about NBA trades. Like, can I like a team for 2 years in a row? Like the 2 year in a row challenge where I like the guys and I think they're good. Like, this team was in the Western Conference Finals last year. Can I still like them? Or do you think that something like that is realistic?
I would usually say that they, you know, when you talk about this thing of whole continuity, blah, 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 like if you give up on that, you know, 30 games in or whatever, I think that would be a little bit surprising. And I frankly do think, even with Julius Randle, of like, I know it doesn't go great always against these elite defensive teams. Like, OKC does kind of eat him up. But there are a lot of games where it's like, he's more often kind of fitting the identity of what they want to do offensively and leading the charge on that. I think they get a more consistent offensive approach, performance, and earn kind of the top five in the NBA right now, because he does often drive the boss on, like, hey, let's get on transition. Hey, I'm going to make some quick decisions and get off it and get some other guys rolling. Like, so I would be surprised if they went away from that, because that would be, I think that would really rock the boat, frankly, if he wasn't there in terms of what they're doing right now. So yeah, I'm with you. I think it's like, we are too quick to say, oh, well, we see what this ceiling is. And it's like, all right, 2 years does not tell you what a ceiling is of a group. It really just doesn't, and let alone less than two, you know, like 1.25. So I think with this team where they're at right now, like, it is, they are paying a lot of money for this roster. Like, I think you just kind of roll with it and see what it looks like. And come April and May and June, and maybe it would take some injury luck for them to get to the finals, but at least they're in that bucket still of teams that could find a random path to that point. I would be surprised if they did that. And I agree with you that it's like, some of these cores, you just have to, like, ride out a bad year. You know, like, that used to happen all the time. Like, this team just had a bad year and they came back the next year. I'm not even saying this team's heading towards a bad year, but right now it's like, 30 games stunk, what are they going to change? That's just kind of the way it works.
Well, and when you look at last year, where were we? I think in December, where it looked like, oh man, this isn't working and it's just not getting going. And then the light came on for them. Now, I do think, though, and this is what I was curious to ask you about, is the point guard position, because there is a lot of discussion about, should they be looking to go out and get a different point guard? And I know it pains you and it pains me to admit realities of time with Mike Connolly. Like, no, I'll never let it go. He's still the best. And he leaves a three short, like, in the fourth quarter. Like, no, Mike, no. But that's it. It's a fact of the matter that he just is not a 35-minute-per-game player anymore. Do they have to find an answer there in order to be a more legitimate contender?
This is where I have a really hard time with it. I agree with you on the Mike part. I think Mike even kind of knows, like, you know, I can't impact the game the way I did even 2 years ago. I think that maybe is said in a little bit. Haven't talked to him too much about that, but I just kind of just get the sense that maybe, like, that realization is set in. But for, like, the organization, even when Mike's out there now, like, I always fall into this thing of, well, who's got the ball in their hands? It's not Mike. Like, right. When Mike's out there, he runs to the corner. And I honestly am trying to think of the point guards they could acquire who are of the quality that they would not just run to the corner with Anthony Edwards or Julius Randle dribbling the ball. I really do think that's almost everybody. So, mm-hmm. I mean, at this point, are you acquiring somebody who, just in case somebody presses in the last 90 seconds of a game, can dribble? Like, is that what you're looking for? Because that seems like all the utility of that player would be. Because so often otherwise, it's like, who's a guard who can stand in the corner and make open shots when Ant gets the ball? Because that's all that fifth guy is doing, honestly. So I think the better solution for them is get your two best players more comfortable or more adept at just simply making these decisions and knowing, hey, when we pick the ball up out of a made bucket, we can run the baseline to create a better pass. And all these things that, you know, you think you kind of learn growing up in the game, but they make these mistakes where you're like, do you guys know that? I just don't think adding a player is going to fix a lot of this, unless it's like a really high level point guard that has so carries so much respect within the game that even Ant would defer to them. I just don't really see that happening.
And I just don't know how many teams play that way anyway. You would have to revamp the way that you're playing basketball overall as a
right.
team, which I would just rather than play like a lot of the star teams do, which is the scorer has the ball in his hands. So they're going to play Boston tomorrow. Should be a game. I look at the schedule, Jason. I think, will they be playing hard, or will it be a game that, you know, maybe if the fourth quarter's close, and I don't mean them, I just mean the NBA in general is like this. This will be
sure.
a 4 o'clock game against Boston, one that they ramp up and try to get a win there. But there's bigger things for you on Sunday. Max Brosmer starting for the Vikings, a gopher. What are you thinking? What are you feeling, Jace?
I feel great about it. Just in the sense that, I mean, watching this guy play, and there were a lot of Gopher football teams that I have not watched. Because, I mean, you know, you watch a little bit, and it's like, all right, same thing. Run the ball, safe offense, score 10 points, try to win 10-7. Not to that extent, but pretty close. But he, like, I don't know, he was one of those guys where he would just throw guys open mm-hmm. and just play
yep.
quarterback in a way in that it's like, I really want to watch this guy play because this is like, this looks like somebody playing the position at a really high level, which was really rare in a Gophers jersey. It's oftentimes kind of rare at the college football level. And I don't know, like, I guess we'll see like how all the physical traits and stuff line up with the NFL level. I can't wait to see that. But he just made a lot of throws where I was like, that was really impressive. Or there was nothing there. Or, wow, that was right in the face of pressure. Like three-step mm-hmm. drop, you're about to get crushed, and you make a great throw. Like, he played really well against Penn State. The entire game was
yeah.
their offensive line just getting dominated and him making really quick, great decisions out of it. So I am very intrigued to see how he does in this offense with these weapons. Offensive line banged up. I know Seattle's defense is great, but like seeing how he just the number of plays that he can maybe make where you're like, all right, things weren't perfect there, and he just like found the best option. And or maybe it doesn't happen. Maybe he gets too sped up at this level, but I am very excited to see him get a chance because I'm wondering how everything I've seen him do in the past will possibly translate to this level.
He really looked like he belonged to me in training camp and preseason. And the number of undrafted free agent quarterbacks that I could tell you that looked like they belonged in Vikings camp is now at one, and it's Max Brosmer. So you don't see, and I'm always kind of interested in quarterbacks for programs that never have them. Like, oh man,
right.
this Gopher team, I mean, it just never has a quarterback. And then all of a sudden, and they didn't have special receivers. They didn't have the line was good, but they didn't have a special running game. And he was kind of the offense and was able to keep them in a lot of games that maybe they wouldn't be in the past. So I am very interested. He's very smart, very mature guy. And I think it will come down to the speed of the game and also the physical aspect of it of, can you scramble away at this level? The answer is no. Throw it away. Throw it away, Max. Jace Frederick, Pioneer Press, really appreciate the insight. I've been look, I'm going to keep asking. When I host, I'm going to say, hey, Jace, you want to come? I'm going to keep asking. I know you're a busy man, but I really appreciate you taking the time this evening. Thanks, dude. Good to catch up with you.
Hey, I always enjoy it, man. Appreciate it, man.
Jace Frederick there. Used to be a golf buddy. Kind of grew up faster than me.
Wow.
I know. He's younger than me, but you know, he's
you do love your golf, though.
I do love my golf, yeah.
yeah.
I really make a lot of time for it. And also, it's just the wife and me and the dog, so, you know.
Who is a better golfer, your wife, you, or the dog?
The dog. I don't think the dog can hold a golf club.
Oh, okay.
I live in a world of golf that is a very frustrating place, which is I am close enough to be good. Mm. As in, if I focus and play against most of my friends, I will be better. But I'm not actually good. I'm not like Chad Hartman, who is an actually really good golfer. I'm like, I live right in the world of, you know, every golfer knows this. I'm an 80 golfer. Like, I'm right on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the cusp, I don't break 80, but I don't shoot 95 either. Mm-hmm. So I am right in that space of parring, bogeying. I don't have triple bogeys all the time. I don't hit it in the woods. I'm in the fairways, but I don't have the touch around the greens. I could putt okay. Chipping, not great. I just don't have, and I don't get to play quite enough, I think, to get to that next level. So it's a frustrating place. Because if you're horrible, you just go out there and just whack the ball around, have fun. Who cares?
Not keep score.
Yeah. Jace, that's where Jace is the best golf partner, because he plays fast. He doesn't have high expectations for himself. Mm. I've never seen him get mad on the course. But he's not counting strokes. He's not putting up big numbers. He's not yelling at himself. He's a great guy to go out with. So, anyway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.